right now, we're actually going to go rabbinic. We're going to go rabbinic, and we're actually going to go to a bloke who has spent his life in search of, I think, peace. Because ultimately, that's what it's all about.
We need to find it.
Because I don't know. This is absolutely appalling. Rabbi Dov Ber Cohen definitely sounds Jewish. Judaism, the ultimate path to self-mastery. Good morning. You need to help us out here because, things aren't going, we're kind of going pear-shaped this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Howard.
How you doing?
Well, sounds like we need more of a positive attitude this morning.
Well, I'm certainly trying, and so is Anati, but, you know, I'll
talk to other people writing in.
Yeah, absolutely. So for some reason, people are, well, okay, so let's rewind. So I say that tongue-in-cheek. The truth is that we absolutely adore it when our listeners tell us what they're really thinking because it is done in a positive and an energetic way. But the reality is that at the moment, we're living in a world of tremendous negativity. And it's interesting. I was asked last week, I was on Radio Islam. This earlier week, I was on another major radio station. And every single person, every community that I that we come across at the moment is going through an incredibly difficult self-searching time. It is not an easy time to be human, let alone to be a Jew. Now, we've always said that for time immemorial, we've always said it's now not easy to be a Jew. But at the moment, it's not easy to be anybody. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's really what started me on my journey. I started asking people, how are you? A simple question, and I found that the top five answers were things like getting by, can't complain, not too bad, hanging in there. And I realized we're never really given the tools to work out how to be happy and how to control our minds and how to see the best in things.
So you reach that understanding, then what?
Well, I'm from England. My parents are both South African, by the way.
I can definitely hear there's a hint of South African in your British. There's no question. It comes through.
I'm very proud of that. My father's from Springs, which is the cultural capital of the world, according to some people.
Not us. Not according to us.
No.
Yeah, we're not lovers of the East Rand here. A lot of our listeners do come from there, but we're not proud of that. All right, so you were saying...
I went to university, I did philosophy, I did lots of clubbing.
Right.
And all that kind of lifestyle. And I decided to then find out, hold on, everyone wants to be happy, but no one knows what it is or how to get there. And I looked at Western culture, and I just read an article that LinkedIn says that 84% of people don't like their jobs, and there's lots of depression. And so I thought Western culture, very consumerist culture, the more I have, the happier I'll be, can't really be the answer. And so I, like any good Jewish boy, I looked into Eastern philosophies. I watched lots of martial arts films. I decided to go and live in the Far East for 6 years to work out, you know, what's going on. What's the purpose? What am I living for?
Right. So you go off to, the East. You spend 6 years there. How did you ultimately find your way back to your own heritage?
Well, I'd lived in Thailand and India and Nepal and Korea, and I did lots of 10-day silent meditation retreats. And there was no music, no reading, no writing, no phones, no
Sounds
TV,
like the worst thing
just,
ever.
Oh. It was amazing. People say, don't you go crazy? And I say, a little bit, but that's probably quite good. And
I don't know, Zanati, can you imagine us taking a vow of silence? I don't think I would last 4.5 minutes.
No, you wouldn't.
No, before I'd lose it completely.
No,
I would definitely Jeffrey Epstein myself.
No.
Anyway, sorry, you were saying?
I've seen lots of martial arts as well, and taekwondo and aikido. And that was in 6 years. And I decided to go to South America, actually, to canoe down the Amazon. And I just stopped in Israel for a couple of weeks. And someone said to me, now that you've learned Buddhism and Hinduism and many things, why don't you try out Judaism? You're Jewish.
Right.
And I said, because Judaism's naive and male chauvinistic and it's not a path to self-realization. It's just a lot of stupid little rules that I have to do. Otherwise, there's an angry man in the sky who'll punish me. So I started learning a bit, and I saw that actually Judaism doesn't believe any of that.
Right.
And that everything, all the wisdom I learned in the East, we actually have in a very deep and beautiful way in Judaism. And all the wisdom I learned, I would share with rabbis, and they'd say, yeah, it says that in Masilah Shesharim, it says that in the Gemara. Everything I was sharing, they said, yeah, we have that in Judaism. So it took me a long time. I stayed for 9 months, and I always had a question. I always asked people, how do you know you're actually right? I asked my Buddhist masters, how do you know this is the truth? Because Buddhism actually says you don't have a soul. And Hinduism, most Hindu schools say you do have a soul. And Christianity says Jesus. And Islam says Muhammad. So how do you know who's actually right?
Mm.
So they said to me that we actually have rational, empirical, logical evidence that the Torah can't have been written by a human being. So I looked into the evidence, and I really didn't want it to be true, because I didn't want to be a religious Jew, to be honest.
Mm.
But I saw the evidence, it was very compelling, and I put it on lots of atheist websites, and I said, you need to help me refute this evidence, because if I can't, I'm going to have to become a religious Jew. And so I had some free time. I don't know if you've heard of the Israel National Trail. It's a walking path 1,000 kilometers from the north to Eilat. So I walked that. It took 40 days of walking and camping out, and just gave me time to really think and go through the evidence and everything I've heard. And very slowly I realized that not only is it deep and beautiful if done in a conscious way, but it's also true. And that's it in a nutshell.
Amazing. So how does somebody begin their own journey? Because not everybody has the, number one, the courage to do what you've done, to go off to the Far East. And I know that you're not suggesting that that should be the journey anyway. But many of us and many people, and many of our listeners aren't Jewish either. People are desperate at the moment for some form of comfort for some form of positivity, for something that's real, because we all starting to understand how not real most of the world that we've constructed is. So how do you begin a journey like this?
The actual answer is Rashi, one of our great sages, says that if you really want it, you'll make time for it. So I often say to people, you know, if you want to beat your negativity, you will. And if you want to beat your laziness, you will. And they say, of course I want to. I want to beat my laziness, and I want to beat my greed, and I want to beat these things. And I say, you do, but you also want to press the snooze button, and you also want to eat that chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Whichever you want more, if you really want it, you're going to put in the effort to find the time to do it. So unfortunately, it often takes being at really rock bottom to say, okay, this is enough now. I need to do something about it. But it doesn't take a lot. Even if you take 2 minutes a day,
right,
just to get away from your phone and sit and breathe and find some peace, that would be an amazing start.
And actually connect to things that are real. Unfortunately, we do have to leave it there. How do people access your thoughts, your writing? Is there a way in which we can do that?
Yeah, I'm actually coming to South Africa tomorrow for a week.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking at Great Park Synagogue tomorrow night.
Fantastic.
And on Sunday morning, I'm giving a 3-hour Mastering Your Mind seminar, which is really just working out how your mind works and dealing with your thoughts and your emotions and a little bit of mindfulness and meditation. People can go to my website, dovber.org, dovber.org. And there's contact information there.
All right,
that would be a good start.
And we certainly are going to get that information and post that. That is happening on Sunday, and I believe it's happening at the Linksfield Synagogue in Club Street. We'll get more information for anybody who's interested.